Welcome to Destiny Hour with Bishop Richard Ayangede. This broadcast is brought to you by Adonai International Ministries. Be inspired as you listen to this unadulterated word of God.
Come with me to Exodus 23, verse number 20. This morning we are looking at understanding your placement. Understanding your placement. When he saved us, because he left his throne in glory and came down, it was all about the completeness of our life. For Bible declares that for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So that was why he came. He came that we might have life and have it what? More abundant. My life shall be with abundance. Your life is meant to carry abundance. Hallelujah to Jesus. You must be bold about the scriptures. That is why if you're a child of God and you don't know the scriptures, the enemy would mess you up. If the enemy doesn't mess you up, somebody would mess you up. But when you know the scriptures and know what has been freely given to us, we can always know what belongs to us and take it because it belongs to us. Hallelujah to Jesus. You must know what belongs to you in him, which we call the in him realities. New creation realities, in him realities. What he has made us to be, because that is what gives us our rights. Hallelujah. And if you don't know what belongs to you, anybody can just bully you. But if you know what belongs to you and you take it, healing belongs to you, you take it. Somebody came to Jesus in Matthew 18 and says, Lord, can you heal me? He said, I will. It is the will of God that we are healed. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He's the one that heals us from what? Some of our diseases. Some of our diseases. But what? All of our diseases. So you need to enforce it. And every day, I am healed. You are in pain, but I am healed. You say it until, because your confession shall always be your possession. Amen. I am hurting, my thigh is hurting, my bone is aching, I cannot walk right. I say, what's happening to you? He says, I'm exercising the healing of the Lord. I'm carrying in my body the healing of the Lord. The Bible says that then it shall happen. Hallelujah. It says, go show yourself to the priest. Some of you, the reason why certain things have not happened to you is because you've not come to show yourself to the priest. Some of you are far away from the priest. Last Friday, somebody did something, and I know he doesn't know what he was doing, but I envied him because he connected to the oil in a very nice way. And I won't say what, so that he will do it again, but let's see whether he will do it again. And who is Papa talking about? I don't know. Because I wondered why the most deadliest thing that anybody would fear in Israel, when they came to Jesus, he didn't lay hands on them. He says, go show yourself to the priest and give the offering you're supposed to give. And the Bible says, and whilst they went, they were cleansed. There are some things you must go show yourself to the priest. Come and talk to the priest. They'll tell you that, oh, is that so? Okay, I'll pray. He doesn't pray, but because he says that what your request is granted, it is done. Hallelujah. God doesn't raise priests for raising sake. And if you study Leviticus 12 and 13 and the instruction the Lord gave about the priest and the cleansing of leprosy, it's complete salvation. And it even talks about the rapture. So bring two turtle doves, one kill and pour the blood in a bowl, the other deep after the cleansing with a hyssop, which represents the cross. After you have done everything and brushed it over. The leprous person dipped the next pigeon into the water with blood and released him into the field. After our completion of salvation, the next thing is to be raptured. But you must go to the priest. So if you're not connected to the priest, there are certain things you can never know, you can never understand. You will go through needless pain and wonder why. It's just that, just go to the priest. I mean, why is it that you go to the main light church, it's Catholic, every morning before service starts, the father is sitting behind a box and you go and confess that enira anajo mi wea a 20 cedis ekwoto say nyame di acho. And when the priest forgives you, they believe that God has forgiven you. All right, this year I know the Lord would download a lot of things into my spirit and I release them unprepared, because it is for your good. Those that will catch it will see the tangibility of it. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, so you will be kept in the way and bring you into the place which I have prepared. There is a place of your placement. No other place at all is your place. There is a place. And I want to come to that place where the Lord has placed for me. You must seek and desperately hunger for that place. But God knows that you cannot get there yourself. So he said what? My angel will do what? Will go before me. This morning I have said something very deep. And those that have spiritual ears would understand. There are certain things you don't have to go through. If you're a father and you suffer like somebody who doesn't have a father, then why are you it? Some of you try to keep the thing until the thing overwhelms you. You have to go and see the doctor. You don't wait till you are seeing blood from your nose. Hallelujah. You have headache, fine. But find out the source of the headache. So go to the hospital. Run a test. Oh, it's nothing. It's better. Because prevention is better than cure. But your head is bashing. Boom, 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 boom. You are taking the paracetamol. You are taking the Allagbin and you are being yourself. Go and take a test. Am I okay? Yes, that is enough. So he says that when you have leprosy, you have that thing which is a challenge, go to the priest. Go and show. He says what? Go and do what? Show yourself to the priest. So, priest, I have come. I cannot sleep. But whilst you are going, you'll be healed. So when you have received your healing on the way, for most of you, you won't come to the basis. Go and show yourself to the priest. So you come anyway and said, now that I made my steps to come to you and I've been healed, this is my offering. This is my thank you. He said, but were they not 10? But how come it's only one who came? Because they took it for granted. Hallelujah. Understanding the placement. Understanding your placement. Hallelujah. Jesus one day asked, that were there no many shepherds in Israel, but why did the Lord send the prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse? Hallelujah. Were there not many shepherds? But why Jesse? Because he has chosen and appointed for himself a king amongst the sons of Jesse. But where was he placed? He was placed in the wilderness. His father had no clue that God had given him an opportunity to beat down the bear and the lion. What God is preparing you for, because of where he has planted you, nobody has a clue, nobody has an idea. But in the fullness of time, it says the vision is but for an appointed time. At the end, it shall speak. You will not speak. So don't speak yet. Because the vision itself of that which God has ordained, and nuankasa epekasa. Hallelujah. You must understand your placement. Because God has a prepared place for you. Is somebody getting me? Okay, come with me to Jeremiah 29. From verse number 7. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. The Lord is now saying that when our great-great grandfathers and mothers were sent as captives into Babylon, he caused it. Hallelujah. He caused it. Amen. Because there is a place that he has ordained that you should find yourself at a time in his eternal plan for your life. So, as a child of God, you must understand some things and know where your placement is at every given time, because for every given time, there is a reason and a thing God wants to do. Verse 8. Just pray for the peace. For that seeth the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to their dreams which they cause you to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thou seest the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work toward you in causing you to return to this place. There is a this place. Baby, waho. Hey, konga. There's a place that he has prepared for you, and you must know that place and walk into that place and live in that place. Remember, our father Adam was given a place called what? The Garden of Eden. And in that place there was gold, there was silver, there was everything that he needed to make life fulfilled. He says 70 years. But then our fathers then did not understand. They said, by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat, and they that took us captive required of us that we sing unto them the Lord's song. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But then the Lord said that, be there 70 years, I would visit you and bring you to this place that I have chosen for you. But they were complaining, remember, that why would we sing? Sing, because in the singing you would have ministered in the name of the Lord to them, and their hearts will be turned to seek God. There's a song you must sing that will cause God to even deliver your enemy, that your enemy will line up with you. When you find yourself in that place, things will work out for your good. Say we're a day on Nimi Shefua. She re am. Hallelujah. This place prepared place. He said, don't listen to those, because there came prophets amongst them. I said, that's here, the Lord. We have to leave. We cannot be captives. Let's leave. Didn't God have a hand in our fathers being in Egypt for 400 years? And said, they will come out with what? Great possession. Thank God he brought me to Tema. When I was living in Saum, it was the biggest blow that I ever, never said, oh. So I was going to miss all these things. But little did I know that the real action was the Tema mission. And he brought me here. He says, bless the Lord for the city where he's carried you, and pray for the peace of that city. I pray for Tema. Hallelujah. Because in Tema is my gold. In Tema is my honor. In Tema is my assignment. In Tema is my appointment. In Tema is my placement. Hallelujah. And all of us never came to Tema the same way. So we pray and we bless Tema. So pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. Tema. This prophesied and said, you are not supposed to be here. But the Lord said, don't listen to them, because you must still be here for 70 years. And when I finish with you, I myself would visit you in the place of your placement. The Lord shall visit you where he has placed you. Beloved, you will be rich here. You'll be fully loaded here. You will make it here. Let everybody say that Temayedin. Temayedin for those who see Tematibidin. But we are here because he sent us here. Hallelujah to Jesus. Wherever the Lord has placed you, there he would honor himself in you and through you. There is a thing he wants to do with your life. That is why he placed you where he has placed you. Stop the crying. Stop the complaining. But rather pray for the peace of Tema. Pray for the place he has planted you. Because in the prayer he will reveal himself to you. They said, why do we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? That strange land is your land. For where the sole of your feet shall tread shall be for you where your possession. Go check it from scripture. He said that from the river Euphrates, Tigris. Check out from your world map. Where is Euphrates and Tigris? Now remember the Garden of Eden, Euphrates and Tigris and Havilah, they pass through. Oh Jesus. Find out. So stop complaining, but rather ask the Lord, why have you placed me here? How many of you had a hand in choosing your father? Yes. Who chose his father? Who chose his mother? Oh, you mind me, or you don't know, or you are not sure. You didn't choose your father. You didn't choose your mother. So thank God for your father and thank God for your mother. But the most difficult one, many of us have chosen our pastors. I'm here today. Minkopium. And they leave. But that is the most crucial one. Your spiritual father. And most of us have gone through the emotions. But he said, my angel will go before you and bring you to the place I have prepared for you. I have always believed this, that who you choose to be your pastor is very crucial. Who you choose to submit your whole life to is very crucial. I saw a clip and my heart was broken. people were chewing grass because they said, the pastor said they should chew grass. People were being stepped. Oh, Jesus. Is that the calling? Is that the assignment? But interestingly, I have come to realize that there are some of my sons and daughters, they go to places, they do to them things that I can never have ever done, but they are so comfortable. They come and rather me crocrom. People have given offerings in places, done things that it can never be imagined being done in Adonai, and yet they are so comfortable. But your placement is determined by God. Jesus knew it. So he said that a prophet is never accepted in his own country. I've always wondered and asked, but Lord, how come some of the tangible miracles you have done with me outside this house, I have not seen them in this house? So it's because the people do not believe. They are so familiar. I told you, a gentleman I have not known, I've never met anywhere, but married one of my daughters in one of the branches. I don't know what happened, but they came to greet me. And they had a bag. So when they were about to leave, she asked the wife to bring the bag. Then he brought his stethoscope and bowed and said, "Daddy, I want you to bless it." I said, "Hey, this guy, he's connecting into something serious." So I held the stethoscope and I blessed it. He will go very far because he came to the priest with his weapons of war. Hallelujah. Seventy years must be complete. Then I would visit you in the place where I have placed you. Hallelujah. Okay. So it is God who appoints. It is God who places. Sometimes where God places us at a particular time, because we don't see from God's perspective, we murmur, we complain, and even condemn the place. I remember, if you had seen this land when God gave it to us, February, almost March, because he asked me to go to TDC 14th of February 1993, and documentations were settled on it in March. And when they came to show me the land, by then, 15th November, Sunday service at church, there was a remarkable prophecy. And at that time, the Lord had revealed himself to me as Adonai. And nobody knew, and had not told anybody. The only thing he told me was to raise a banner. So if you remember, Subin Adonai, the Lord my master, was the banner where the ministers used to sit. But on the 15th of November, 92, once praise and worship was going on, prophecy came forth so strong. And as I declared the prophecy in diverse kinds of tongues, one sister got up to interpret the prophecy. It was written. And it says, "My Adonai, my Adonai, let it be known and let the earth know that I cried to you and you gave us this place so we can build your sanctuary. My Adonai, my Adonai, let it be done so my bones will laugh, my spirit will laugh, and my body will laugh." I was so surprised at the bringing forth of the interpretation of my Adonai that I couldn't prophesy again. I became mute. I said, "What? fact, that which was in my closet, the Lord has brought to public. Then now the time has come. Then the Lord spoke to me. 14th of February, 1993. Go to TDC. Hallelujah. At that time, there was nothing here. When he came here, just an eyesore. But today, look. You can't say Adonai and nobody will. They will show you where it is, because he placed us here. This is the promised land. He planted us and placed us and put us in the corner. So when you are passing left and right, you will see the placement of the Lord. So when I give people direction, hit the motorway, come to Tamajuna Hospital, the first traffic light on your right, come and boom, to the dead end. You can't miss it. The placement of the Lord. He alone knows why he places us where he does. When he would finish with us, we shall behold the beauty and the glory of it. Have you murmured? Have you complained about your placement in your office? It's for a season and for a purpose. Have you murmured and complained about where you are now? The placement in the office, placement in school, placement in your home, placement financially, placement on the list. When they would take one, two, let these ones go home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You are the number 9. So they draw the line. You become number what? 1. Patients say, why am I number 9? Because I'm from the Volta region. Hallelujah. It says, and they who had held us captive asked us to sing them the Lord's song. It says, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But the Lord has said, you'll be here for 70 years. Sing. Hallelujah. The placement of the Lord. Why have they changed me into that department? Have you asked the Lord why you were changed? Because you are needed in that department. When you accomplish your purpose, God will move you to the next. By the time you realize you have moved from all the departments, being prepared to now become the CEO, so you can handle everything because you have exposure of all the departments. The placement of the Lord. Understand it. Amen. Where you are will lead you to the final place of glory, the final place of honor. Come with me to 1 Timothy 1. When it comes to ministry, it comes to life, it comes to vocation. 1 Tim 1, from verse number 7. No, verse number 12, rather, sorry. And I thank Jesus, Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Hallelujah. He says, and I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, our Lord, who had enabled me, for who had enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. It is God that places one. Nyamine fre. Nyamine pa unipa. Nyamine sre nipa ngo. Amen. And listen to verse 13 on. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it in ignorance, in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom me, Paul, am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. The Lord has placed you uniquely because he wants you to be his representation. Nyame pese odi we trampoa. So nwimi dudu. O su dudu. Hallelujah. I said na me sana me fata isani say me say me ha asafunu me titi asafunu me tie asafunu nansunu me yan mra minim. Nyame e mame adum de me bonde cheme siese me se na beya e ba no abodwetwere a meye ehwesudie ama omo a e be gie di wo yesu mu akodan kwa mu. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to be what? A pattern, an example for people to look onto. That is why he has placed you the way he has placed you, and is decking you the way he's decking you, and chipping you where he's chipping and working on you, because he is always the potter and will forever be the potter. You would forever be the clay. That's the reason why he made you and I the clay. He's still working on us. When he would have finished with us, we shall be sought after. When God finishes with you, the training God is training you, the exposure God is exposing you, all the working, all the kusakusa, the shame and all the things you are going through, God is working on you. Samre or isiesiye. But when he finishes with you, keke mukbenya. Ah! Jiochua pe will look for you. Hallelujah. He says, he enabled me. He counted me faithful, and he did what? He placed me, he put me into the ministry. It is God who puts you into the ministry. Hallelujah. The Lord placed you where you are supposed to be placed. Amen. The next verse. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, this charge I commit unto your trust, son Timothy, that with the prophecies that have gone out on thee, which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war what? A good warfare. Don't fight it. If you don't understand, you don't understand. Don't fight it. Pray. Because he knows what he wants to do with your life. In heavenly love abiding, no change, my heart shall fear and search is safe confiding, for nothing changes here. The storms may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, my sin is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Green pastures are before me which I have not yet seen. So beloved, you must have understanding, and I pray that you would have understanding of your placement. You have understanding of your situation. You have understanding of what is going on now in your life. And the Bible declared in John chapter 9 that Jesus and his disciples were in downtown, and they came across a young man who was blind from his youth, and they questioned, Lord, did he sing, or his father or mother or grandmother, or is it a curse? He said, it is none of those, but nemom sinebeya eradie no nyamba dadi wana brabomu. Hallelujah. shall we be here? When all our colleagues are marrying and they are having good time and they are going and coming and they are despising me and looking at me as though there is no hope, but hope in the Lord. From hence, your help will come from the Lord. The Lord who made the heavens and the earth will help you. Because there is a prepared place. Hallelujah. And it's interesting. When God is taking you to the place where he would honor you, that's the same place you wouldn't want to go. Amen. The first time the Lord spoke to me about UK, I fought him until he touched the bone of my hip and I wept the whole night. I say, yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not trust my own. I must have his presence near me and his footsteps follow still. Then my soul shall fear no evil. Let him lead me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow still. Hallelujah. Thank God the day he made it so clear that Tema is the place. Hallelujah. Thank God for the way he orchestrated it. Because the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. He worked it out. Thank God for Tema. You can't be outside the place of your placement and understand some things. You can't be outside the place of your placement and see some things, because it's in phases. But as you follow him, he will show you what exactly. Hallelujah. He will show you and make things clearer and better, clearer and clearer, clearer as you go along. Because he says that my angel will do what? Go before you and bring you to the place I have prepared. If you don't understand, say, Lord, I don't understand, but keep following. Amen. Keep following. Like the man that took a journey with the Lord at the seashore. And they walked along. And they were talking as they went along. And he would look back and see his footprints and see that of the Lord. And then the storm came. Hey. He didn't see anything again. Afterwards, he saw only one footprint. He said, ah, Lord, but you promised you would be with me. Matthew 18:20, to the ends of the world. But how come, when the storm was so boisterous and I needed a miracle and I needed some supernatural thing, I needed some intervention for everybody to know that I serve a living God, you left me alone? And the Lord looked at him and smiled, said, son, why do you say what he said? He said, Lord, because I could see us walking together at the shore when we began the journey. You were with me. But when it was so turbulent, I can see only one footprint, and that was my footprints. The Lord smiled and said, son, that is not your footprints. They are mine. When it became so turbulent and boisterous, I carried you. He would carry you. He would carry you. Because you must come to the place of what? Your placement. And he will carry you. He will carry you. He will certainly carry you and bring you to the place called there. Take it easy. take it cool. Because if you're not too careful, you will murmur and complain and cry and say what you're not supposed to say. And when now he would have brought you to the place, This is Hebrew. Baby, a razor, the word, ban, or the work on. Add the sentiment, tassi. We had a baby saboteur. Now, show me razor, pedo, or the word, braboy. Hallelujah. It says, by the rivers of Babylon, they hang their harps. It says, no more haluta. If we don't go to Israel, if we don't go to Jerusalem, we won't sing. Why do we sing the Lord's song in Tema? They say, you are going to be in Tema for the next 70 years. Until about 2 or 2. Hallelujah. Amen. When the Lord turned around our captivity, it was like a dream come true. Bam! He says, I am the Lord. I know what I'm doing. When I finish with you, I give you your certificate, you move to the next level. Hallelujah. Mafa ejemu. Ejana eden. Mafa insumu. Insuna eden. He that watches over Israel has not sleep nor slumber. Thank God for those who have taken the lead. But tell them, we are coming in style. Hallelujah. We are coming in style. Amen. Some went in Lamborghini and on Lamborghini. Some went in Ferrari. Some even went on jumbo jet. We are coming on the back of the Lord. He knows exactly the place of placement and the spot. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds. The Lord bring light on your path. Amen. The Lord bring light on your path. For in one of these days, the Lord would visit you with an unusual visitation and ask you that step out and take a walk. But in the walk, you will meet somebody. That would be... I know that there is a meeting with somebody. And that meeting would be the visitation of the Lord. You've never had seen the person anywhere. You never have met the person anywhere. But after you have met the person and he says, thank you. Please, can you give me your number? He says, okay. And then you move away. You turn. Okay. Then goosebumps would overshadow and say, hey, mehunyame. This is what will happen in 2020. Supernatural visitations. It says what? My angel shall do what? Shall do what? And he shall do what? He shall bring you to the place of your placement. He shall bring you to the place. I, the Lord, have done what? Place you, because there's a prepared place. Jeremiah 29:11. He said, don't listen to them who are saying that leave, 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 go, 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 go. You leave your place of placement, you benya. And I've seen people that have been specially telling ko 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 fear donai, fear donai, fear donai, fear donai, fear donai. I'm yet to see the one who left and has become a millionaire. Because the declaration of the millionaires and billionaires are for those here, and it shall come to pass. Because most of you even don't know how it came about. The mighty man, the great woman, you don't even know how it came about. And if you, as long as you are in this house for this house, the Lord will make you mighty. He will make you great. Because your place, it is only at the place of your planting and at the place of your placement that you can enjoy your full position. But beloved, all I want you to, because I want to prove something to you, but the thing is that I cannot prove to you, this is the word of the Lord. God intentionally places us where we must be placed. So, if you don't know, seek him and say, Lord, where am I supposed to be placed? You can't place yourself anywhere. He will place you, and wherever God places you will be your place of satisfaction. Beloved, all you need has been provided, though. But pray that he will open your eyes. Pray that he will open your ears. My prayer for you is that the eyes of your spirit be opened and the ears of your spirit be opened, because the Lord can be speaking and you will not be hearing, but he's speaking, and he won't stop speaking. He will continue to speak. The Lord clear from your way anything that is making you not hear God, and anything that is not making you do, because there's a difference between hearing, there's a difference between doing. You can hear, because in this house we have heard many things, but pray that you would understand and know what you have to do. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God has exclusively set before the world unto our glory. There is some wisdom and counsel we speak, which no man else has it, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The next one. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. The Lord, beloved, nobody can enter, no demon, no spirit can enter into you to know God's agenda and plan or program for your life. No! Because you know what? Even the angels, they have sought to see the package of our salvation, and God has not allowed them. So they wonder, how come our King, our Lord, will leave his throne and come down and die for humanity? What is it about these people? Amen? It says, what is man that thou art so mindful of him, and have created him a little lower than Elohim? He didn't create us a little lower than angels. That was the wrong translation. He created us a little lower than himself, because in 82:6 of Psalm, it says, ye are gods. Let's read verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 2. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So when I'm talking to you about understanding his placement, that is deep. It's too much for some of you, but you must know it. You will grow to understand it. Hallelujah. Because how can you know? A woman that had married for 20 years, no child, but at the set time of the Lord visits her. She gets pregnant and gives birth to 4. Quadruplets. Ah, until now, I see Nyaminiho. That is why for me, nobody places limitation on me. You can laugh at me now, but I'm waiting, Boko, because I can know that certainly my season shall come, and in his time he will make all things beautiful. So you know what I do? I rejoice with those who are going. As long as the Lord places you where you are, any Holy Ghost thing is possible. It says, my eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, but the Lord has done what? He has revealed to us. For the Spirit searches, so beloved, allow the Holy Ghost to search the deep things concerning your destiny. Until catch the while, so would you do, because of no name. Hallelujah. To conclude, Jeremiah 29:11. So God is going to be doing some shifting. Amen? Doing some movement. You may not understand, but because you don't understand, you don't even talk about it. Cry, discuss it. Pray to the Lord about it. Amen. When Mrs. Manoa had the Lord visit her, but the husband was not there. So when the husband came, Oboni Kuramania said, Papa bi ebe sra me, but me Yeshua said, eh, osro bofo. No see, ya be wo abofrano, and what said minum bibia affirmenti and I said bibia and send you a day. So they went to pray, said, Lord, if it is you, then visit us again. That is what you and I should be doing. Certain things we don't understand, you ask God, Lord, give me understanding. Because in the day you enter your closet, you would understand. Hallelujah. In this 2020, we shall get understanding. Because the Spirit of God that searches deep things shall set deep things about us, shall set deep things about our churches, shall set deep things about our children. Your child is behaving in a way, Sir Bufrey, seek the face of the Lord concerning him, because maybe there was an instruction you were giving when this one. So it means that who fire funa and yet Branibiana obedi, because Abufrani Bioha is a Nazareth. Hello? Are you listening to me? This one also is revelation. Who fire funa? Bisaradise eradi into your funa mafe abufrani then obey, because and ye bibiana obedi and ye bibiana obenum. Many of us are victims. Because every child, look, your first child will be born differently. The mother would feel differently. The second will feel differently. The third will feel differently. The fourth, each one of them will come differently. Amen? Each one will come differently. Each one will behave differently. But the thing is that when we say Radi, Ninti or Dinamao. You say, and then the Kosu me, Yafumi, Mekoko Bisa. Cause, am I me, no, oh, Yafumu, Nakumano, a bit deeper in the soul. If you are told this, would it be comfortable, Debbie? Because all we know is that Paino, Paino. But we know about say, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Peter, come bonpire. Bufrane won my yemuno. Bonpire, bonpire, and be says I didn't weigh or by them, because there are some children when they are born, our blessing changes forever. Amen. Children are mysteries. Children are mysteries. They all come differently. They are born differently. First seed, you may not feel anything. Second one, check out. Why is it so? Because the anointing in the carry, he'll be Hallelujah. Day of delivery is different. The placement. There is always a covenant career. That also is the placement of the Lord. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of what? Peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Another translation said, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. You may have only one child, but that is a father of thousands. One day I came from UK, and when the old lady heard I have come, she said, hey, 1,000 here by 1,000 here, but where's all 1,000? So she gave me 1,000. I understood it. She was prophesying 1,000. When the Lord gave me to her, she never expected. But in the day I was born at 4:30, say, Mami Yato, Ubano, Odinechi, Neribau. It's a mystery. But God has it to tell. So when you understand that there are certain things you won't worry anymore, but you will be still and know that He is the Lord. Amen? And He makes all things beautiful in His time. No man can add to it. No man can take from it. But He does it that men may fear. The reason why you cannot even understand yourself is that what God is about to do, no, is to shake you and shake everybody. So hold on to the Lord. Because the Spirit is still doing. Because the Bible says what? The spirit of man is what? Is the candle of the Lord doing what? Searching through the inward. But that is why you must spend time. Child of God, spend time. Spend time. Sometimes if it is be lunch time, get some extra fuel. If that can give you the best privacy, go into your car, park under some tree, put on the AC, put it down and wait on the Lord. Amen. I remember 1978 when I was doing, vacation job. Now we don't have vacation job. The best place I could spend time with the Lord in prayer was in the general toilet. Go to the place, see great pieces, urine on the ground, everything, and the boulders in there. I will kneel and my face is blue. By the time I come, I'm sweating because I'm praying. I'm sure if my father saw me then, he will reject me as a son because he said that Bufan Wabodam. In the toilet, you are flushing, the thing is not going, the boulders are in, and I'm inhaling everything, but I'm praying. I wish those days, but if I show you that video now, you see, there are certain things we do that God sees and blesses us. I was so eager. Wherever I can pray, look, there is some flat. When you are going to Pergamum before Presby, there's some flat. It was uncompleted then. I was looking for a place to pray. I would lie there. Sana, our sanctuary will be around this area. I mean, I didn't know. I was just praying. Certain places God has asked us to go and pray. And interestingly, wherever we went to pray, the places have developed. Now, if you go to Bechele, where we used to pray, you can't find it. It's bush. We prayed. We went for retreat. Hallelujah. Beloved, whatever you are doing, do it well, oh, because it will add to your placement. It will add to your placement. It will add to your placement. Never give up. As long as it is of the Lord, you may not understand. Just do it diligently, because it will end up to be given you as what? As a property. So the possession we are talking about intellectual possession. Amen? Intellectual possession is the ability God has given. Maybe I may not be very good in maths or in science, but God has blessed me with intellectual acumen that shall be transferred to my children's children's children. Because this thing we are doing, we are evoking powers. We are evoking blessing. And I can't bless people so me, my children will not be blessed. I cannot bless people so my great-grandchildren, they shall be blessed. Because I'm blessing people and blessing their generations. And I decree that their placement shall be glorious placement. Hallelujah. I think God brought us to Tema for fun. He brought us so we can set His order and establish His counsel. Amen. If I tell you some crazy things God asked me to do in Tema, you won't believe, but I have done it. The next place that I desire to go is a motorway. Though I have not done it, I have made a declaration. Motorway, no accident. Sometime last year, every week, there was an accident on the motorway. We must stop it. Amen? Some of the things, when I tell you, you think that I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. But we must enforce the counsel of Jehovah. Amen. Are you with me? Final scripture. Psalm 1. Verse 3. But it will be better if we read 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. Your place of planting, your placement is very important. I mean, placement after BC, the thing that every parent is thinking about is what? What? Because placement is what? It's important. Placement is very, very important. They can place your son or daughter of Tiberiate International. Amen? Placement after BCE becomes the consent of every parent. Why? Because if they go and place your child somewhere, it becomes so painful and troubling. They can also place your son or daughter somewhere that is very comfortable, but the placement determines it. And that one man uses computer, but the God that places all things is our God. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. It says, no, 1 to 3, please. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. And he shall be like a tree, what? Planted by the rivers of what? Water. That brings forth his fruit in what? In his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus, as you stay in your placement, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Your leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Your roots shall go deep. You will become from. Let that be. You shall be like a watered garden in the name of Jesus. At the place of planting and at your placement, the Lord himself shall be your source of refreshing. The Lord shall be your source of refreshing. Don't miss out in your placement. Don't miss out in your placement. Because the Bible said, you shall be like a tree. Just like the tree planted by the water side, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like the tree planted by the water side, I shall not be moved. The Lord place you in your place of permanence, in your place of glory, in your place of honor. The Lord bring you to your preferred, because there's a preferred place. It takes God alone to bring you to the place you are supposed to be. The Lord bring you to the place you are supposed to be. The Lord, my God, remember you for good and bring you to the place you are supposed to be. It does not matter where you are now, but I know, my God, even Adonai shall bring you to the place he has prepared for you. It says a place of honor, a place of glory, a place of prosperity, a place of increase, a place of fruitfulness, a place where your leaves shall not run dry. Maybe a radidi Israel for a seer, assassin, we say, in Suno, only from. Say, there was farming in the land, but Isaac sowed in the place of his. Oh, Jesus. Isaac sowed in the same land where the Lord had placed him. And Bible said he gained 100%. Receive your 100%. Receive your 100% in your place of placement. In your preferred place. In your honorable place. In the place of your promotion. in the place of your glory, in the church of your destiny. Adonai is 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 the church of your destiny. And Adonai is your master. And if I be your master, the sun shall not smite you by day, the moon shall not smite you by night. There shall surely be a performance. But I will say, "Usu ne no china usri." So you can see the difference between laughter and tears. It shall be well with you. Your placement shall not be church change. You cannot be rooted out. You cannot be rooted out. You cannot be rooted out. Your midnight is almost over, and your sun shall shine again. The Lord remember you for good, fight your battles for you, and sit down and crush your legs. Say, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more forever again. Because Eradi Okukumawa, so Trasidi. You are blessed of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. And I take you beyond every curse. I take you beyond every wicked word. I take you beyond every darkness. The Lord shall be your light. He said, rejoice not over me, all my enemies. For when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. The Lord be your light. The Lord be your light. The Lord be your progress. The Lord be your source of strength. The Lord be your laughter. Hey, 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 hey. Reign, Lord, reign, Lord, reign, Lord. Prove yourself strong on the behalf of the mighty men and great women in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The place of your placement. Understanding your placement. Understanding your placement. It says, where the sole of your feet shall tread shall be for you your possession. You shall not die like a goat. You shall not die like a fowl. You shall not die like a house fly. You cannot die like a mosquito. No! Any gathering that is against you, laugh. Because the Lord has placed you for glory and for beauty. You must be bold about where the Lord has planted you. It's because of you that God is still sustaining that company. It is because of you that God is still sustaining that family. It's because of you that God is still sustaining that household. It is because of you that God is still sustaining that business. It is because of you. Ah! In the house of Potiphar, Joseph was planted by the Lord. And Bible said because of him, Potiphar was blessed that he could not tell the magnanimity of his possession. Let the God of Joseph, if Joseph was in Potiphar's house and Potiphar was blessed because of his placement, then what about the God of Joseph being your God? You understand it? If Joseph was planted in Potiphar's house and Potiphar prospered, then what if the God of Joseph is your God? Receive grace to prosper. Receive grace to emerge. Receive grace to stand strong at your placement and enlarge at your place of placement and gloom and bloom. Hey! Is your land of placement. The Lord prosper you in Tema and its environs in the name of Jesus. You cannot be poor in the house, in the church of your destiny, in the land of your placement. Baharusum breketindi jagrabatunya. Minya mina midia. I said, midiawa, midiawa. And I'm no nyam sunchina midia. When God plants you, it is for his glory. One thing that the Lord told me clear, that he was bringing me into this land for his eternal glory. Because I'm here for honor. I'm here for glory. I'm here for beauty. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Amen.
Thank you for making time to listen to this broadcast. Come worship with us at Adonai International Ministries, Tema Community 12, Last Taxi Stop. For further inquiries, please call 0303-302812. You can also reach us on our website at www.adonaiglobal.com. God richly bless you.